I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Mexican President Felipe Calderón suffered an electoral embarrassment this weekend. His sister was running for governor of Calderón's home state of Michoacán, and she lost. It's being seen in Mexico as a vote against President Calderón's drug war strategy. That strategy relies heavily on military force, and many Mexicans blame Calderón for unleashing a wave of violence that's killed more than 40,000 people. On top of that, there's a growing number of cases alleging that the Mexican army has committed human rights abuses in the process. Miles Esty sent us this report about one case involving a family in the Mexican state of Guerrero.
Entonces, otro taxista dice, sí, había muchos militares.
It's late afternoon as Laura García Orzoco arrives at a nightclub in the town of Iguala. Her brother, Francis Alejandro García Orzoco, used to run this club. But on a Monday night in March last year, she arrived here just as a military convoy was pulling away. She has not seen her brother since.
Es muy, muy triste, o sea, estar en este lugar. Es una desesperación, es recordar.
It's incredibly sad to be in this place, to remember the disappearance, to remember his face. The last time he looked at me that day. It's horrible, horrible. The only thing I want is, one way or another, that they bring him back.
Francis, along with five other men who worked there, disappeared from the club that night. According to checks done by the families, none had criminal records, nor were they under any official investigation. After the men went missing, all six families say they went straight to Military Base 27 in Iguala. Our sons have gone missing, they demanded. Where are they? The soldier allegedly replied, No tenemos los del disco. We don't have those guys from the club. The family looked at each other. They hadn't said anything about the club. 35-year-old Laura sits at her computer, reviewing footage taken that night by a security camera across from the club. The video appears to show the missing men as they're taken from the club by a convoy that includes soldiers in military vehicles. The family say the army originally admitted it had an operation there that night, then backtracked. Later, military officials told families they'd launched an investigation. The families say they have yet to see any proof of that. Most disappearance cases rely on hearsay and are difficult to prove. This case stands out because there's some formal evidence. But Laura's older sister Rosario says that it hasn't helped. We've asked everyone, she says. The federal prosecutor's office, the defense department, the National Human Rights Commission. All say they have no idea, says Rosario, or that they are unable to help. In the last 5 years, more than 6,000 official complaints of human rights abuses have been filed against Mexico's security forces. But according to Nick Steinberg, Mexico investigator for the group Human Rights Watch, convictions are rare.
No matter whether the case is investigated in the military justice system or the civilian justice system, there is almost never a soldier or a police officer held accountable for these crimes.
A Human Rights Watch report released this month says Mexico's security forces enjoy total immunity from a legal system that stops short of challenging military jurisdiction. Steinberg argues that these injustices violate some key conditions governing U.S. financial support for Mexico's drug war.
One of them, for example, is that all soldiers that commit human rights abuses have to be investigated and prosecuted in civilian courts, civilian jurisdiction, because the military justice system in Mexico has proven to be completely biased and unable to punish soldiers who commit abuses. Mexico, year after year, has failed to meet these four conditions. And year after year, the United States has given them these condition funds anyway.
This patrol is part of a new security operation in the state of Guerrero, where the six men from Iguala disappeared. State spokesman Arturo Martinez Nunez says an additional 2,000 soldiers and federal police have been deployed in the last few weeks to improve safety in Guerrero. And he says respecting people's rights is a top priority.
The Mexican army is extremely attentive and respectful of the human rights of the local population.
The proof of that is that during this operation, we have not had a single complaint. If there was one, we would be the first to address it, because we need the people on our side.
Back in Iguala, the Garcia Orzoco family doesn't feel entirely safe. They say they've been followed, intimidated, threatened, and repeatedly told to stop pursuing the case of their son and brother. Four of the other five families involved have already given up. But Rosario, echoing the rest of her family, says that for the sake of her brother and the other missing men, they will not stop, despite the risks.
Even though, yes, I am scared, I have to keep going. We were a really close family. This tore us apart. I just pray that we will find them, that the military has them, somewhere.
For The World, I'm Miles Esty in Mexico City.
You can see pictures of the Garcia family in the Mexican state of Guerrero. The slideshow is at theworld.org.